Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, did you think that that C grade by ESPN was bogus for the Washington Commanders?
It's the one I watch the most, but it's definitely my favorite offseason. I love Deebo Samuel.
Right.
Tunsil's crazy. We needed an edge, so it's not an A+, but that's the only fault I have.
Yeah, you know, we played that Tunsil video yesterday, the audio. I went back and watched it. He just mauls people.
Dude, it's
over.
Literally an A for that.
Like, I know.
That trade is not a trade that should happen in the NFL.
No.
Like, we so robbed that. It's such a good pickup.
That's the thing. When you talk to insiders, they say the position that doesn't get moved the most, besides quarterback, is left tackle.
Yeah, and we got a top five left tackle.
Yeah.
It's insane.
He might even be top three. Like, I'm excited. I'm so excited to see him.
And he's not that, what is he, 30? Like,
yeah.
We got, like, a couple years, like,
and he's going after Linnell this season, so you know I'm fired up. It's 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Be the quarterback of this segment. Give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. And this is a question from Robert, who's a listener of the show, and I think he's aiming this towards you guys because you're a younger Commanders fans here. So he says, hey, AWOD, great Commanders segment. I would like to offer a suggestion for a Commanders topic. How can fans get home field advantage back? Last 5 years or so many other fans come in to watch their teams play. He says, I hear Biff saying he was 10 years old when we were last good. And I hear a lot of buzz of people saying they want to go to the games this coming year. It would be nice to see 90% Commanders fans and 10% visitors fans. Can we lead the AWOD army to games? How do we get home field advantage back?
I mean, I went to one game last season, and it was the Atlanta Falcons game.
That was sick.
That felt like a home field advantage.
And so did the Titans game. But those fan bases don't really travel.
That's a famous thing. But also, like, the later we got in the season, I think it kind of was that. People were getting inspired to go there. I think you might see at the start of the season.
I will be honest with you, though.
It's a bit better.
The Eagles game that we came from behind to win, my friend was at. And he said it was more than 50% Eagles fans. And I've heard
so
the same
close.
Thing about the Dallas game. I've heard similar things about the New York game. The Pittsburgh game last year. The teams that travel, we're just not going to have more than 50% yet. But I do feel like winning changes everything. And so if they continue to win, we will start to get our home field advantage back. But we haven't had a home field advantage since probably 2012 when RG3 was a rookie.
Well, you want to hear a sad fun fact about me?
Yeah.
I've never been to a game.
Yeah.
I've never been to FedEx. I think it's
you're working for the right station.
I mean, that was my first game.
Hey, Stubb, how'd you get your tickets?
I bought them.
Oh, I thought he got them through 910.
No.
I was about to hype up Purcell. Well, we can try to get you to a game this year. We got to hook up with the Commanders. But I think it's a great point because how do the fans do their part to get home field advantage back? I think the only answer is you got to spend some money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you enjoy the product, if you like the team, buy the new merchandise and buy a ticket.
Yeah, wear a jersey. I mean, quick aside, like, move to RFK. That's a big answer. Yeah. But obviously, we have no control over that. So right. I fully agree.
I mean, the other answer is go back to the name Redskins. We don't control that either, you know. But you're right. I mean, but they're stuck at Northwest Stadium until at least 2028, 2029. The team's most likely going to be good over the next 3 years. How do we get more of a home field advantage? It's an interesting question.
You're exactly right, though. I think it all becomes winning. You just got to win. And I think Jaden Daniels is the perfect person because people are going to come and want to watch him play. Yeah. I think the last time I remember when RG3 was playing, I remember that Minnesota game. Again, Minnesota's probably not the best fan.
Right. Well, that's the thing is you look at the schedule, week one, Giants. I'm not expecting the craziest home field advantage. Now, there's going to be a boost because it's game one, week one, after you just get to the conference championship game. So I will say we have 60%.
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be 40% Giants fans because there's so many New Yorkers, right? These New Yorkers came down from Staten Island.
Why would you travel to see a Giants game?
That's the only reason I might confused. It's 70-30.
I mean, why would you even root for the Giants, right? I mean, I don't
Russell
control
Wilson.
New Yorkers.
Get excited for Jackson Dart.
They always come to the games, right? And then, like, week three, Vegas Raiders. The Raiders secretly have, like, a great fan base. Now, I'm not sure it's the same since they moved from Oakland, but, like, as a kid, I used to get scared against the Raiders because they would dress up in that black and skull.
Yeah.
And they would wear, like, armor, too. Like, I vividly remember sitting next to a guy that would, like, poke me anytime he'd walk by because he had, like, spikes off his shoulder pads. The Raiders fans are insane. But then you look, like, week six against the Bears. We should be able to have an advantage there. Chicago travels, but that's a massive game for us. It's the Hail Mary 2.0 game.
How was it population-wise?
For the Hail Mary game? I would probably say it was like 65 Commanders fans there, 65%. Seattle, we should dominate. Detroit, it's going to be tough. Denver, we should dominate. And then Philly and Dallas to close out the season. Again, it's going to be probably 50-50. I think it's going to take a few years.
It's so hard to outnumber.
And they're the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy, who is an Eagles fan, and I hate him because he likes the Eagles, but he's already told me he's going to that game.
Yeah.
He's locked it in.
And that's the other thing.
Like, Giants fans, Dallas fans, Eagles fans, they lock things in early, and I kind of feel like the Commanders fans are like, wait till the last minute because we're usually not good.
I think a weird thing, too, is even, like, here in Richmond, like, Steelers fans are like, not that much less of a population than Commanders.
Yeah, and there's even a Ravens fan base.
Yeah,
here I kind of feel like the Eagles take over Richmond, especially if you've ever been to Stanley's or Home Team Grill during an Eagles game. They have like a Facebook page, Eagles Richmond fans. Eagles fans, and they blow up bars.
Shepherd's Tavern in the Fan has a ton of Dallas merch.
Yeah.
Makes me mad.
I know.
Do you think
we don't really have a big Commanders bar, I feel like. Maybe
we should make
Gus's? Gus's has I think Fred Smoot's autograph on the wall.
I can't picture walking into a bar and seeing a bunch of W's.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's supposed to be Home Team Grill, but again, I've seen that taken over by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Do you think we can ever get to that level as a Cowboys Philly fan?
Yeah, because we were in the 90s. We were in the 80s. You know, it's just winning. That's all it is. And that's why I keep saying, like, I know everybody's expectations for the seasons have changed, but I think take a step back. We make the playoffs every year. 5 years in a row, the fan base is going to be back.
Yeah.
Fully back.
Ooh.
You just got to get into the playoffs, right? Because I do feel like that's a massive thing where there's 32 teams in the league. 18 of them only play 17 games. When you get that extra game, you get an extra week to wear your jersey, you develop an extra sense of pride there, right? Because other teams are knocked out. And then every game that you win after that, your fandom grows and grows and grows. Next thing you know, you're looking at tickets to Detroit to try to go to a division game.
Yeah.
I think a secret, sneaky one we have no control over, we need a player to start dating a pop star. I need Jaden Daniels to start dating Sabrina Carpenter.
No.
Yes.
Jaden's got to stay single.
He's
got to
stay single till he wins a Super Bowl. That's part of his success, man.
That's pulling in crowd. Like, how many Chiefs fans do you know that are girls here?
I don't know, but maybe.
A lot.
You know what? We already have the answer. Biff should know this. Zach Ertz, his wife is famous.
Yeah.
Julie Ertz.
Yeah.
Julie J. Johnston.
Well, she's a World Cup champion with USA.
Yeah, no, can't be sports famous.
It has to be pop. Like music or movie famous.
Yeah, she's also blonde, too. That's got to help.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
I've been a fan of her since before Zach Ertz.
Well, she was winning World Cups.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you feel that?
She was next to, like, Abby Wambach.
Yeah.
If Jaden Daniels was dating Taylor Swift, we would have home team advantage in every game.
I actually now ship Sabrina Carpenter and Jaden Daniels.
Paul tweets me, AWOD, the Buffalo Wild Wings on Hall Street has a solid group of Bills fans that go there. Yeah.
Bills?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it is Buffalo.
Yeah. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. I don't know. How would you answer that? How do we get home field advantage back? I think the only answer is winning. And then like the little things, the jerseys, right? So like, what did we say? That's the Seahawks game, the Broncos game, and the
Cowboys.
Those should be sold out, and those should be 90% Commanders fans.
And the all black uniforms as well. Like,
it'll be a lot of millennials and Gen Zers probably. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
The old folks that listen, they don't like the black jerseys.
It's crazy to me.
I kind of agree with them. It looks like the Steelers.
It's not the Steelers, guys.
Well, it's black and gold. What do you mean?
I will only say is if you put the W on the side of the helmet and would put the stripes down, then I think that's the best uniforms in the National Football League. But you can't say they look like the Steelers because they don't look like the Steelers.
The throwback jerseys, but in black, would go crazy.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
yes! The whole point of the throwback is they weren't wearing black when they were winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, dude, it's old
they
and
were
new.
Wearing burgundy.
We wouldn't call it throwback.
You make those throwbacks the permanence, and then you make the black version of those, and then we're going crazy.
No, I'd rather have the gold, or I'd even rather have that all maroon look that RG3 won with. You know what I'm talking about? With the brown helmet.
That might have even been
the Vikings game. That was a good one.
That was.
You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got Biff, our intern for the summer. Stubb runs the ones and twos. He'll pick up the phone if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. At AWOD Radio on Twitter, at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. A radio host in Kansas City went scorched earth on Patrick Mahomes, calling him a $500 million fat quarterback. That's the lead story as we go around the National Football League on NFL Hits.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So, Beth, first off, that's how you know it's a slow sports day here. When your host on a major network is spending a whole segment talking about a photo of Patrick Mahomes with his wife and her friends on a yacht. But he is shirtless, and he does not have a six-pack. Now, I don't think he looks bigger than last year, and I don't think I would call him fat. I mean, you take me with a shirt off, that's fat. But it is just kind of funny. And it feels like every year this happens where Patrick Mahomes gets called fat. People say Travis Kelce's falling off. Andy Reid's overrated. And then they win 15 games, get back to the Super Bowl.
He's always been awkward, though. Right? He's always been like an awkward, kind of fitting kind of guy. And yeah. I like looking at the picture, he's not fat at all.
No. But the guy said, quote, and it, let me get his name right here so we can credit him for this calling the quarterback fat. Kansas City radio host Kevin Kitesman. Kevin Kitesman, this was the quote that really caught me off guard here. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds. My skin is flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's great. I kind of wish that was me talking about Deebo Samuel, right? That would have gone viral, even though I don't believe that. But that's just so funny.
Happy July. Like,
yeah, right now.
Would you say that about Deebo, though, even if you truly believed it?
No. The only person I'd say that about is, like, Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is a fat ass.
Yeah.
And sucked in Washington. But, yeah, it's kind of funny when hosts take shots at their own guys. Like,
yeah.
Especially the quarterback, too.
Yeah, I guess downloads were low.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about him.
Certainly.
He wins, I guess.
He got clicks on that podcast. Then Patrick Mahomes actually responded on Twitter, said, "Yo, why did they have to do me like that?" His trainer has now taken some shots at the podcast host on social media and then has since deleted those posts. I guess he might have said a little F you and stuff like that. Oh, he said, quote, "You obviously need attention."
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's basically what it is. You're talking about.
Now we got to do some research. Is Kansas City's baseball team awful right now? Like,
I think the Royals have been pretty okay.
Do they have a basketball team that they talk about? I guess we need Michael for this. Are they talking Wichita State Shockers?
Absolutely not. There's nothing else to talk about.
There's nothing else to talk about?
The Royals are two games under 500, so it's not that.
They have the Kansas City Kangaroos, or the Ruse. That's what they have.
What is that?
It's the university, the men's basketball team.
What do you mean, the Jayhawks?
Yeah, no. It's the it's Kansas City Kangaroos. That's what they call them.
You got to get on the Ruse. I know all about the Jayhawks and Bill Self. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that topic up as a discussion point here. How do you guys feel about the Chiefs this year? Like, are you locking them in as AFC West division champs today, given the fact the Broncos made the postseason, the Chargers were better, and now Vegas has new ownership, includes Tom Brady, a new coach with Pete Carroll, and new quarterback in Geno Smith?
Yes, obviously.
I would lock them in.
I think that's one of the easiest divisions to pick. I mean, the Bills are probably the easiest, but after that, like...
Now, I will say, I think the competition is going to be higher than it's been the last 5 years, because I think Broncos 10 wins at least, Chargers 10 wins at least. But if Kansas City's 15 again, they're going to win it easily. If they're 14, they're going to win it easily. If they're 12 wins or less, that's where I could see it being a competition, comes down to the final two games. But I would lock that in.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, I'm not worried about the Raiders. I think Bo Nix had one of those freshman or rookie kind of campaigns that he's definitely going to have a second-year slump. Talk about a second-year slump. and then the Chargers, that's who I'd be most worried about.
Yeah.
But again, it's the Chiefs, man. Why would you doubt the Chiefs?
For me, it's hard to believe that Justin Herbert, who I've seen vomit all over himself in a playoff game and any meaningful game, would beat Patrick Mahomes with, like, division championship on the line.
Yeah, it's Justin Herbert's throwing to Ladd McConkey.
Hey, that guy's elite.
Hey, they added somebody.
Listen, I'm a Dogs fan. I love Ladd.
They added one guy this offseason. Who did they add this offseason? They added a decent wide receiver. Mike Williams.
I'm out.
Mike Williams.
Really?
He's old. Quentin Johnson, Trey Harris, Darius Davis. They might have Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor, yeah. I mean, Trey Harris is good. He's the dude from Ole Miss.
Yeah. Rager's been in the league, though, for a few. Yeah, he was drafted in 2020.
He played for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But again, you can't tell me that team is what is it. I wonder what they got in their offseason post or the offseason rankings.
Rankings, yeah.
I wonder what they got.
But Kansas City's on the top of my list as the team that I would lock in as a division champion. Houston's close to that list because I do think Andy, Jacksonville, and Tennessee will probably stink. I want to believe in Jacksonville. I'm not making that mistake again, though. I'm just not making that mistake. As much as I look like Liam Cohen,
did
can't
you,
do it.
Did you put them in first last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. because I believed in the sophomore slump, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. As much as people want to say, C.J. Stroud slumped as a sophomore. No, he won 10 games and a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a slump if Jaden does that.
And his best receiver got injured like 6 weeks in.
Both of them.
Both.
Yeah.
Like right. Stephon and Nico.
I forgot that too. Yeah, Nico, was on track to break the receiving record. Yeah, through 6 weeks. Yeah.
And they also cut his third best receiver, and he ended up catching Hail Mary for the man. Yeah, so Noah Brown.
But then they also have that old the running back. I'm blanking on his name.
Joe Mixon?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question would be, are the Eagles near the top of that list also of teams that you think you could lock in as division champions?
Not at all. Not even close. Because you know why? No one's ever repeated the NFC East. And what was the last time
since
they repeated?
Since 2002, 2003, Donovan McNabb was the quarterback, Andy Reid was the coach of the Eagles.
And I wasn't alive. I wasn't alive.
It's a trend that's been set at my Biff's birth.
So why would you say they're locked?
Yeah. No, maybe the Rams. Maybe the Rams. I don't know. I actually don't believe in the Seahawks with Sam Darnold. I don't believe in the 49ers. And
would it not be the Bills?
I don't believe in the Cardinals. I mean, the Bills are a good answer. Bills are a really solid answer. We talked about it a couple days ago that, like, I don't think either of us believe in the Patriots or the Jets, and the Dolphins are the massive question mark,
right? Yeah,
it's
the biggest question mark in the league.
If Tua is healthy, I could see them winning 12 games. If he's not, I could see them winning 6. It's like, I would stay far away from the over-under for the Miami Dolphins.
It's if you trust Mike McDaniel or not.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you don't.
I don't expect the NFC North to be as competitive as it was last
year. Oh, so like
year.
Green Bay, I mean, Detroit could run away with it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see with Green Bay, but I don't think it's going to be like...
Yeah, Minnesota's not winning 14.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be crazy like it was. Maybe the Bears take a step forward,
yeah,
but not to the Lions level.
That's the only thing, is maybe the Bears compete, because you know you'll get Ben Johnson's best coaching twice a year against his former team, the
Detroit
Lions. I mean,
you can count on 10 from the Packers.
Probably.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
Yeah, but I do think the Lions take a 3-game step back. From 15, 15 wins is like insane.
I think 12 is a good prediction.
It's a good number.
For them.
And 12
and
probably
still win it with 12.
Probably wins their division. If you want to chime in, who is your lock for NFL division champion here in July? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. My brain is scrambled right now from the news I saw that Tom Brady is dating Sofia Vergara after meeting at, like, Jeff Bezos' party. I want to be rich and famous so badly. I mean, are you kidding me? The first rumor was he was hanging out with Sydney Sweeney. Now it's Sofia Vergara. I mean, those are, like, my top two girls right there. I was obsessed with Sofia Vergara in Modern Family. That was, like, my favorite show. Oh, it was so funny. Loved it so much. So Tom Brady back in the news here. I do feel like he is going to get remarried to somebody that is also an A-lister once again. But yeah, I just needed to throw that out there. Sofia Vergara, Tom Brady, she's 53, he's 47. Could be a match.
I saw her on a boat. Like there was a photo of her on a boat. I wonder if
she probably
that was probably with Tom.
Smoking hot.
Probably with Tom.
Yeah. I mean, she's been famous for so long. But, oh, and if you haven't seen Griselda, we had a caller tell me, I think it was Coach, said, go watch Griselda. It was, like, one of my favorite shows I've seen. It's basically, like, Narcos.
Yeah.
You know what that is,
I know,
right?
Narcos, yeah.
But from the female perspective. It's
kind of sick.
Awesome. Yeah. If you like body counts, people getting killed, there's a lot in that movie, or in that show. It's just one season on Netflix. All right, that's enough about Tom and Sophia. We could save that for another segment, another time. Time to talk all things NBA Summer League here on The Fast Break with AWOD.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Broken it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
NBA Summer League hoops. Action from Las Vegas starts today. Your Washington Wizards, who I truly believe, not just saying this as a homer, have a Summer League championship roster. As this new front office has taken a page from the Oklahoma City Thunder, who had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden all go back for a second year of Summer League. The Wizards are sending back Alex Sarr, number 2 overall pick. Don't really see that very often. Bob Carrington and Keyshawn George to go along with this year's rookie class. And so I'm so fired up for the Washington Wizards and what they're going to do. And tonight, we've got some really good games to keep your eye on here. So you've got the Bronny James action. And Bronny James, of course, for the Lakers against Cooper Flagg of the Dallas Mavericks. And the headline that I read this morning on The Athletic is Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, enters second Las Vegas Summer League free of the hype and in his element. And I think that's very interesting because last year's Summer League, it was just all about, he's LeBron's son, he's LeBron's son, he's on the court. Ooh, he touched the basketball.
Yeah.
Ooh, he made a shot. This year, I think it's, does he actually have an NBA future?
Yeah.
That'll be decided this offseason. So that's something certainly to watch for, because I would really like to see Bronny play alongside LeBron. As much as I'm a LeBron hater, I love father sons in sports. Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. were one of my favorites growing up. So I root for Bronny James to make it back to the league and to play with his father and maybe even have success. But it's certainly right that he is free of the hype and in his helmet. We'll see how he performs tonight. But he's going up against the Mavericks, who will have Cooper Flagg, and this is going to be one of the most anticipated Summer League debuts in a long time, because I think Cooper Flagg is NBA ready today.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have a fantastic rookie season. Now, like I've said, I think there's other guys that were drafted that might have more upside. The two Rutgers guys. I love Ace Bailey. We'll see what Trey Johnson can do. It is certainly a shooter's league, right? But Cooper Flagg, if he can do some things that he did at Duke in this summer league, it's going to be fantastic to watch. Ball movement from him, I think his passing is super underrated. I'm excited for summer league, and I know you pulled up a list of the top 10 players to watch at the Vegas Summer League.
Yeah, and so top 10, and there's two Wizards on there.
Okay.
So
is Cooper number one?
Cooper is number one, obviously.
Is number two Ace Bailey?
No.
Is it Bronny?
No. It's exactly who it's exactly the order.
Oh, so it's Harper.
Yeah, yeah. Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
Three is Ace Bailey.
Oh, so it's not VJ Edgecombe three.
No, it's not. And if you have watched Ace Bailey in some of his highlights, like, you'll be like, oh wow. Like, yeah, he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Four is VJ Edgecombe.
Okay.
I've watched some of his highlights.
He was a dog.
He's a dog.
He's just an athletic freak. We'll see if he can develop some of like the other things.
Yeah. Five is Alex Sarr for the Washington Wizards.
Last year's number two overall pick, getting another year of summer league. Last year, remember, I believe he had a game in which he was like 0-9.
Yep.
And I might even be wrong, and it might have been 0-19. Like,
no,
it was bad. It was a really bad year.
They say that Sarr is the most pivotal piece in Washington's rebuild.
Facts.
So
because you can't afford to miss on a top three pick. You can afford to miss on Bilal Coulibaly. You can afford to miss on Keyshawn George. Can't afford to miss on a top three pick.
Especially a guy like Alex Sarr that you know he can play. We've seen when he's good at his best.
Well, also, I mean, look, he wasn't the rookie of the year. It was Stephen Castle, right? Who went probably fourth to the Spurs.
Six is Reed Sheppard, which is...
That's very interesting because...
It is very interesting to me as well.
He went high last year. I mean, he rose up the draft boards. Where did he play college? Kansas or Kentucky?
No, he played at Kentucky. Yeah.
And at Kentucky, he was fantastic, but he was so undersized that you wondered how it would translate. And it was just a wrong place, wrong time to get drafted by the Rockets, and they make this huge leap into second place in the standings. They just couldn't play him much.
Yeah.
So this is his opportunity to try to prove he belongs at the team's starting point guard when Fred VanVleet moves on.
So last year, he was an All-Summer League first-team honors. He was packing 20 points and 5 assists into 33 minutes a game. So I didn't know that he had that in him, to be honest with you. I had no idea that Reed could do that.
The reason he went so high is they said he had like Steph Curry-level three-point shooting.
Yeah, I still have yet to see that. I thought he's just like
nobody saw him play, pretty much.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. But if you heard from Kentucky fans how excited they were for him when he was coming in as a freshman, you understand the hype.
I love him. He's a dog. He's a hard worker too. Seven Trey Johnson for the Washington Wizards.
All right. So we've got Alex Starr, we've got Trey Johnson on the list.
And you probably are not surprised. I would probably put Trey Johnson higher than Reed Sheppard just because of if you watched his Trey Johnson in college.
Well, the other thing is, though, is I would have Bub Carrington over Trey Johnson.
Bub Carrington is 21st.
Okay.
On this list.
Yeah.
And but,
look, he had one of some of the best stats for a rookie point guard in the NBA. I mean, point guard is one of the toughest positions to play.
And he's acting like he's been there before. He acts like he's a 5-year guy.
Yeah, and he just turned 19.
Yeah.
And he's the same age as Trey Johnson. That's why you were talking about Beal earlier. Get that man out of your mind.
Yeah.
He used to Bub and Trey in the backcourt.
I'm cool with that.
I get fired up for that.
I'm cool with that. Then you have Jeremiah Fears for the New Orleans Pelicans. He's good.
That was Oklahoma's kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Ron Holland for the Detroit Pistons, and then Konkanipal rounding out at top 10.
Hmm. That's interesting that there's not more guys that were drafted last year on the
list. I was
list.
Thinking the same thing, because a lot of these guys...
Like, Zachary Richichet needs to play Summer League. What would Atlanta be doing if he's not on their roster?
I'm looking, like, I'm just scrolling through the list. A lot of these guys are... I mean, Rod Dillingham is coming out at 20, and then you have Bub... And it's really just guys that are getting drafted this year, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to me because
a lot of these teams, maybe it's a player power position thing where I played Summer League last year. I'm in the league now. I don't need to do that. You know, but that's why Oklahoma City has built this roster that's so talented where they said SGA, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. Hey, we want you to do Summer League. And they might have been like, man, didn't you see me? I had 15 points per game. Well, Kevin Durant did Summer League his second year.
Yeah.
James Harden did Summer League his second year. Russell Westbrook did. If you convince your stars to do it, then you can get your fringe players to do it as well.
Who are you most excited for the? I'll tell you, I'm excited for A.J. Johnson. I want to see what he can do in Summer League.
For me, it has to be Alex Saar. Just like he's the guy with the most potential. He's 7 foot. And then after that, it's Bub and Trey. I'm not really interested in Will Riley. I know we had a guest that say they thought that Keyshawn George might end up popping for. I don't really see that. And then maybe like Christian Vucevic, the guy we drafted a couple years ago in the second round that has the size at like 6'11" and the shooting, but kind of awkward when he moves.
I'm excited to see your boy Max Scholga.
Oh,
see
the
where
Boston Celtics,
yeah.
Are the Celtics in the Vegas Summer League, or are they California one?
I feel like they have
They're in Vegas. Yeah, they play Friday at 4 p.m. We can do a Max Scholga watch party from River City Roll. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. 800-919-0910. Open lines here on AWOD Radio. You could also tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And we have an open door policy for all of our friends here at Odyssey Richmond. And Brian, the traffic reporter, has busted through the doors once again. Hello, Brian.
Hello, AWOD. How are you?
I'm good. How are the roads looking?
My car is in the shop, so I have no idea how the roads are looking today.
Oh, no. What are you getting done on your car?
That would be an inspection.
Okay. I need to get an inspection, too.
You do.
I do.
You need to support the Commonwealth of Virginia with your... What is it, $35 they charge?
I'll tell you, that was the biggest relief when I moved from Arlington to Richmond was that you only do need to do one inspection in Richmond.
Oh, right,
in Arlington,
correct.
You got to do both of them, and it's just a hassle.
Like an emissions check
or
something?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. If I got emissions issues, my car will just blow up.
A car hasn't blown smoke out the tailpipe in 30 years.
I know.
Why do they, you know what it is, it's a money grab.
Yeah. So where's your car getting done at?
Over at the great folks at Arch Road Exxon. They do a good job over there. So
nice.
And I just found out this morning that the new owner is taking over, so he did a good job on it.
I got to tell you, I feel like I'm losing my man card for this, but the biggest fear in my life when I drive my car is that I run over a screw or a nail and pop my tire, because I could not replace it.
Oh.
And I think Stubb,
you got on me for this a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
You believe you can 100% do it without any help?
Because I have.
I actually might.
I'm impressed.
I might run over a nail and just put Stubb to work because I don't believe it. I feel
it's
like he needs daddy's help.
The easiest thing in the world.
I think he needs daddy's help.
You know, I blew a tire out on I-95.
So
one. You'll never believe this. I blew a tire on 95.
Yeah.
January 1st, 2000, at about 2 in the morning. I was coming back from a radio gig. And
it wasn't 1999 anymore.
I was literally the first thing I did in this century. And this was in North Carolina. The state police were about 20 seconds behind me and helped me change it.
Oh, nice.
And so tops to them.
Yeah. I couldn't be able to do it. I really
no,
couldn't.
You, I couldn't.
Do you
either.
Know how to use a car jack?
I think I could. No. No. Like, I'll be honest with
you.
I'll be honest with you, that's a foreign language.
What do you think, he's working for Jeff Gordon?
It really is.
Do you know how to unscrew things?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you got it then. Yeah.
No,
it's just
because
bad.
I don't want to put it on wrong and then, halfway through
you
the highway.
You can't put it on wrong.
I'm riding on three wheels.
Five things in five holes.
Biff, do you know how to change a tire? All right, he's shaking his head yes. I don't believe him either. Do we have volunteers in this building that would... I will pay for new tires. I just don't believe these two fools
you
over here know how to do it.
You are over-conflating what changing a tire is.
I don't think they know how to do it.
No,
I got to see it
my
with
dad
my own
had
two
me,
eyes.
Would have me rotate all of my tires
your
in my car.
Your dad had you rotate them?
Yeah, I've rotated my tires multiple times.
Really?
Yes.
With his help, though.
He taught me, and now I can do it.
See, I'm telling you, Stubby needs dad's help. He needs
I can almost guarantee
help.
You Lily and Binky could show us how to do it.
Everyone is
then, I have my man card's ripped up.
Adam, I guarantee you everyone here can change a tire.
Really?
Yes, it's so easy.
Can a listener come in and teach me how to do it?
I'm not going to.
Biff, yeah. Biff wants to.
I spend way too much money to AAA to get it done.
So, how confident are you in your ability to change a tire?
I have no confidence at all in my ability.
What are we?
Just
you just do it.
No, you don't just do it.
You just do it.
No, you don't.
I've seen too many cartoons where the car falls.
Do you know
on
how to do an oil change also?
It's been a sec.
Okay.
I could realistically.
I thought he was going to say, yeah, you just do it. I mean, this guy's Nike over here with changing cars. It's unbelievable. All right. Maybe we need to get a ratings bonus, but next time I got some extra cash, some kashish, I'm going to buy a tire, run over a nail, and
do
just
have
you.
Do you not have a spare tire?
We
can change your tire without busting a tire.
No, but it's one of those nubby tires. You know, it's like it's skinnier than my
normal
tires.
Biff is showing me a time lapse of him
of
changing
him
his own tire.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness! And he's wearing like a sleeveless shirt, trying to show off his muscles over there. And he is a Biff. He is a Biff. He looks like a Back to the Future
character.
I
can't believe this. You're admitting this on air again.
I know. It's embarrassing.
You know, the reality is it's actually not that difficult and I'm not very strong, and I certainly don't have any strength in my hands in them. I've gotten old. If you can get the lug nuts loose, that's the key
that
thing
for
me.
That's the hardest
part.
I don't know what a lug nut is. I mean, this is getting bad. If you're still listening to the show, look, I'm a jock, all right? I played three sports in high school. Basketball, soccer, tennis, all right? I've smashed every chick in Richmond. I'm the man, all right? I just don't know how to change a tire.
Like I said, I think Liz and Binky and Lily can come down here and show us all how to change these tires.
Yeah, look, there's plenty of other manly things that I can do, all right? I am a master on the grill. I guarantee you I could cook a better burger than everybody
else. I'm not calling you out for not being manly. I just think it would be a good thing for everyone should know how to change
tires. Believe me. Every time I run over something and I feel something in my car, my heart skips a beat, and I get butterflies in my stomach.
I promise you, you could open YouTube on your phone and teach yourself how to do it.
You could.
I'm kind of scared to. I don't want to mess it up. But
it's so hard to mess up.
Really?
You unscrew it and you screw it back in.
I did spend a little bit of extra. Can I have a car with very high mileage?
Yeah.
I did spend a little bit of extra money to take a trip last week and I rented a car. So I wouldn't have to worry about anything busting down.
Yeah. All right. So Brian's on my side here. It's something that I need to learn, but I just don't trust myself. Okay. I really don't.
Well, yeah, it's tricky. Like I said, you've seen the cartoons where they drop the thing like a car in your foot.
I know, right. I know. You think I'm going to lose a pinky toe because of this? No. I'll hire Stubbs to do it. Come on. All right, so anytime you stop by, I'd like to ask you about how the roads are looking, and did you eat lunch yet today? Because I'm getting hungry.
You know, I don't have the car, so I actually had deliver in. I never do that. It was Domino's Pizza brought up.
You had Domino's delivered to this station?
I did.
And Biff didn't get me? He's the biggest Domino's fan in the world.
I inhaled that pizza, and I never do that either. Sorry, Biff.
Yeah.
Maybe he can order us one.
Yeah, I know. Well, we need to send him out.
I've had him do
good intern duties, like show outline. We got him on the board. He's creating promos. He's a star on TikTok. But he hasn't done the simple intern things. Get me a cup of coffee. Go get me a McDonald's snack wrap. You know what I mean? Hey, go replace my tire, right? Like, that's the intern things that are going to be life lessons.
You trust, you drink the coffee the interns make you? That's probably a mistake.
You're the one that needs the tire change.
I'm not drinking any of his creamy coffee. Trust me. Staying away from that. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Did you have any dude food news you wanted to bring up?
I don't think I shared. I had the Taco Bell snack wraps.
Oh, really?
I did. I tried both because there's one with like avocado ranch and one with spicy ranch.
Yes. And is this breaded chicken or grilled chicken?
Breaded.
Okay.
And it's solid.
Really?
It's solid. And you can get it in a box with the deluxe box that Taco Bell has. You can also get like a Taco Bell and nachos with it. I'd get it again.
It's crazy how basic we are in America, where like we had the chicken sandwich wars. Now we're just putting them on a tortilla. It's the snack wrap thing. Wars. McDonald's has one they brought back today. Taco Bell, Burger King's probably going to have one. Yep. You know, Popeyes is working on it.
They got a really solid sauce, and they don't skimp out on it. That's nice. The big thing, because I don't want it to be dry.
I wanted to bring up this story because we forgot to get to it a few weeks ago. Stubb used the power of radio to get himself free Chipotle. Free Chipotle. Let us in on this story.
So I go to the... I won't call them out, but I go to a Chipotle, and I order my bowl. I place it online. I do an online order while I'm here, and then I go pick it up.
That's so Gen Z. Chipotle takes less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm getting
rewards.
I'm getting rewards points, so I get free chips. I get free chips every now and then.
Okay.
So I'm using the app.
Okay.
And I get it, and I take it home, and I open it up. It's maybe a third full.
Oof.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I immediately take a picture. I tag A1, and I go, "This is the worst Chipotle bowl I've ever seen." I don't tag Chipotle.
That's because
I'm not fishing. And within minutes, Chipotle is under my tweet saying, "Let us make this right for you. Send us a DM."
And so you sent them a DM,
and they're like, "What's your email that's associated with the app?" And they're like, "All right, check your app in a couple hours. You'll have a free entree."
Really?
And I used it.
And a free entree is just like a burrito.
Anything, yeah.
Okay.
I got another bowl.
Really?
And it was a little bit more filled. It was not that much better.
He made the picture that he sent him look like he had really
honestly,
eaten part of it.
He's onto something here. We've got a Chipotle con on our hands. We all order Chipotle. You eat at half your bowl. At that point, you take a photo and you send it out. And you don't tag them at all. Did you write Chipotle?
I typed out Chipotle. I said, at AWOD Radio, this is the worst Chipotle bowl I've ever seen.
You know what? It might have been. Chipotle follows me.
They saw radio. They got worried.
Yeah, they've got social.
Like that fat radio host in Richmond used to come here twice a week. What's going on?
Yeah, all these companies have, you know, social media minions sitting in India making sure their stuff is correct.
It's 100% robots.
Yeah.
I think a robot replied, and then a robot sent me a DM.
Yeah.
I don't think there was
and
any.
It might have been a robot that made your
hey,
bowl.
Look, I appreciate it, though. That was a free bowl.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got your free food. Biff, I'm getting hungry. Let me know if you got any ideas of where we can send
you. I can't believe you don't send him every day to get something.
I know. I'm trying to be nice.
You are.
I should be like the junkies.
This show.
You don't understand how many trips to Subway, McDonald's, and to the Bethesda Bagels I had to make. Mm. It was every day.
Bethesda Bagels?
I know.
That's a long trip.
No, they opened one right in Navy
oh,
Yard.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Navy Yard version. Okay. Yeah, yeah that's yeah. a long way from a lot.
He wants to go now.
He wants to go.
Your show
right
is
now,
on during. Your show is on during the lunch hour.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's brutal. I've been. This schedule's ruined me over the last 2 years eating wise.
It's not good. It's why we have to do a Dude Food segment because eventually our stomach starts to speak. Mm-hmm. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.